USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is denying a New York Times report that he asked the former acting attorney general to put an ally in charge of the case involving his former fixer, Michael Cohen. Matt Whitaker told Congress the president never pressured him to intervene in the Mueller investigation or any other. The Times reports the president asked Whitaker to replace the man overseeing the New York-based prosecution of his former lawyer, Michael Cohen.
I don't know who gave you that. That's more fake news.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says the former acting AG must come back to, quote, clarify his testimony. A House committee is launching an investigation into whistleblower claims that White House officials wanted to share nuclear technology with Saudi Arabia. This was despite objections from national security and ethics officials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
President Trump says he's confident he'll win a legal battle with 16 state attorneys general who have filed suit to overturn his declaration of a national emergency along the border with Mexico.
In fact, I hear the Democrats want to take down all walls along the southern border. And if they do that, you're going to have a very different country. But they're not going to do that. They wouldn't. First of all, they won't do it because they know it's wrong. They know walls are necessary, maybe more than we do.
Gas prices are going up. Here's Don Clements with more.
That $2.32 is the highest level for gasoline in the last 2 months. Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com explains the factors regarding that increase.
Last week, the price of oil jumped to $55 a barrel on some bullish optimism surrounding a U.S.-China trade deal, as well as because of the ongoing turmoil in Venezuela, which is derailing some heavy crude oil from flowing to the United States.
I'm John Clements.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Health experts are concerned a disease that kills deer could spread to humans. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
Just a few weeks ago, the CDC issued an advisory concerning chronic wasting disease in deer, elk, and moose, saying that it was unlikely to affect humans. But now that disease, which has been found in those animals in 24 states and 2 Canadian provinces, is said to be a possible threat to humans who eat the meat from the animals that are infected. Chronic wasting disease affects animals' brains and spinal cords, and it's sometimes called the zombie deer disease. Most cases have been reported in states near the Rockies, as well as the upper Midwest. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Trump associate must go back to court. There was a gag order in place, but that didn't stop former political advisor Roger Stone from posting an Instagram picture featuring the judge in his pending criminal case with an image similar to a rifle crosshair behind her. So Judge Amy Berman Jackson has ordered Stone to appear Thursday to show why his bail shouldn't be revoked. Stone has apologized for the posting, which he says came from a conservative group. He showed the symbol that is also used for cropping photos. Stone claims the symbol has been misinterpreted. He faces 7 counts of lying to Congress and witness tampering. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.